All right, y'all, what is going on? Welcome to the Tea of Life. It is your girl, Keita Joe. I am so happy that you're tuning in. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Hey, girl, hey. I still don't know what to say to men that tune in. Hey, bro. I don't know what to say. So, this podcast is going to be about escape. And the whole mess of it all, like, it's messy. So let's get into it. And I'm just going to try to do this in, no, I'm not going to name a time because, but I'm going to try to do this as fast as possible. So it's been a lot. I've watched a lot. And typically, I'm not ever the type of person that will kind of watch like so much mess. You know, but I was, at this point, I'm feeling like I'm doing research for y'all. So I was like, let me do, since once I made up my mind I was going to do this story, I was like, all right, let me try to watch as much of the mess as I can. So, and when I say it's a whole lot of mess, it's a whole lot of mess. So in my personal opinion, and maybe this is why I don't do social media as much lately, but I can't see being however old, over 40, I believe all of them are over 40, and talking about a subject, like the same subject, for I don't know how long, like a couple of months. It's like they have to talk about the same subject for however long. It seemed like at least a month or two. Because it seemed like we've been on this same escape thing for, I don't even know how long. But anyway, Candy has Speak On It. She did Speak On It with Tiny, Todd, and Sidebar. I think I'm going to do another one with Todd on speaking on the whole Tamar, Todd, and Candy thing. Or maybe I'll kind of add that at the end. I don't know. It depends on if I remember or not. But I watched that one too. So, in my personal opinion, I'm just going to try to sum it all up as fast as I can. So, I watched the show. It just seems like Escape done had a whole lot of mess going on for a whole long time, and it's been dragging out on TV. Anybody that watched Still Kicking It, we saw a little bit of the mess on that show. And so Candy was like, they wanted to do a season 2 of Still Kicking It. She was like, it was too much for her, so she was like, no. And so, it seems like because Candy said no, the network said no. So, there was no Still Kicking It too. So, Tamika alleged that her sister, Tasha Scott, stole over $30,000 from her. She did a YouTube channel, pulled out the receipts. Tiny Mama, Miss Diana, came on the show on that very same YouTube channel and pretty much backed up to Tamika and her receipts. She was basically like, I helped them get their checks. And she said that when they called to find out what happened to Tamika check, the people, Sound Exchange, SoundScan, they said somebody came with a lot of your information. They said they was your manager, and we had no reason to believe that they weren't. So they gave the checks to, they said, Edward Bivens. Come to find out, that's Tasha's husband, Rocky. So Rocky and Tasha are like, no, that is not true. That is a lie. I don't know what's the truth or what's not the truth, but from the receipts that was posted online, I'm because they got address, her name. It showed like email addresses, phone numbers. It had a lot of stuff on there. She didn't even really black out too much of nothing. Like, it showed a signature that was not her signature. It showed, like, where it went. And it was like, that's her sister address. And so, it was like, that's her sister email. So, I don't know. It's like, almost kind of like saying you didn't kill him, but the gun in your hand. You know? It don't look good, sis. But, allegedly, because, bitch, we ain't finna do that stuff that other lady did, you know? So, Tasha and Rocky went on the Ricky Smiley morning show and pretty much was like, you know, she got a album coming out. She doing gospel. All of this stuff is old news. Just all of a sudden, her sister want to bring out some old news on a TV show in 2023. But she's like, her niece is, I think she said, 10 years old at the time, or however old. I don't even remember. So she basically was like, this is like years old, and her sister is bringing it out now for this TV show. And sidebar, it does look a little suspect. The whole thing looks suspect. But at this point, I feel like everybody is in cahoots with it. Like, I think everybody sat down at a big table and was like, oh, like, what can we bring up? Like, what's the messiest thing all of us can bring up? And I think they was like, remember when Tasha stole your check? You know, it just really looks like everybody was in cahoots. Like, yeah, we just gonna run with that one. Like, I think we could probably, in my personal opinion, I believe Candy was like, I think we could probably get 2-3 seasons just off of this. You stole her check. You know, so I think it's a publicity stunt, but parts of me doesn't, but parts of me does. Like, it's just like, nothing would surprise me in the world of entertainment. Like, sisters coming for sisters, sisters or daughters coming for them. It's just a lot. So, Tasha pretty much was like, she never experienced Candy crying. She was like, she never felt like Candy was done wrong. She was like, she always tried to be Candy's friend. The Brat was like, no, Candy used to be crying a lot. Like, Candy used to be by herself a lot with her head down. She was really going through it. And, the Brat was like, wow. I mean, Tasha was like, wow, I never knew that. And so Candy was like, you know, I got y'all on my app. Like, she listened to it. So, in my mind, Candy got some good, like, a really good team of people on her side. They probably call her like, girl, they talking about you on Ricky Smiley Morning Show. And I think Candy just was like, oh, okay, let me listen. And then she was like, let me call in, because she was just like, uh-uh. So she called in right after the Tasha Scott interview and was like, what is she talking about? And she basically was like, Tasha need to talk about this check instead of talking about her. Like, talk about, like, she pretty, Candy stance to me is pretty much, Tasha don't care about nothing but fuck Candy. It's a drag Candy campaign. It's a fuck Candy campaign. It's a Candy ain't shit campaign over there at the Tasha and Rocky household. And Tasha making it seem like it's a fuck her campaign. Like, everybody dragging her. So, I don't know. I really do believe Candy and Tiny Numb and the sister, Tamika, and the mama, Miss Diane, and like the receipts, like the picture, like she showed the addresses. It was a lot of stuff. So, like, for Tasha to kind of combat that, she pretty much was like, she don't got no sister no more at this point. Like, she basically saying, like, her sister sold her out for the entertainment industry. But I think her sister pretty much was like, no, sis, you wrong. I'm trying to get to this bag, and you stopping me getting to this bag, and I'm not allowing it no more. And not only is she not allowing the sister to stop the bag no more, she, like, bitch, I'm finna join the money team, ho. Like, you better get with this money. She, and that's what I remember Tamika saying on the show. She was like, you gonna stay broke. So it's just, I remember Tamika saying that to her sister Tasha, like, you ain't finna get no money if you don't get over here with Candy, Tiny, and whatever they got going on. So it just sounds like Tamika, the sister, Scott, Tamika Scott, the sister, it's just like, bitch, I'm not with this broke shit no more. I'm trying to get money. And if we gotta get out here and do some shows, if I gotta get out here and talk about how you stole my money, if I gotta get out here and talk about, like, she just pretty much, it seems like Tamika is like, not only is she trying to get money, but she's growing up. She's getting more mature. She's trying to come into more of a creative director role, you know, take on more responsibility in the role. And Candy and Tiny is like, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. If you want to be creative director, it's not a problem to us. It's a problem. And I guess Tasha is pretty much like, it's a problem for her because, like, what is she supposed to be doing? I don't know. It just seems like, you know, if you're used to doing something one way and now everybody is kind of like, we want to do something new. We want to, you know, give everybody a chance. I think Tasha is just kind of like, you know, used to being in control, allegedly, kind of, sort of. Because it just kind of looks like that from the outside looking in. Like, Tasha kind of likes to be in control. But when you look at it, when you're watching the show, right? Like, when SWV, it wasn't even, like, when they were going in for, like, the song or the set list or the list of songs or however, whatever they call it. It was Tasha and Candy and Coco and her son. So, like, the other group members wasn't there, you know, to talk about how to. So, it really does look like there's a dynamic of, like, everybody wears a different hat kind of thing. And everybody kind of goes with the flow for the most part. Like, with SWV, it looks like they figured out, okay, this is how it works for us. But they had their shit now. But it's just kind of like, this, you know, they figured out everything. And they, like let's forget the stupid stuff. Let's get money. And I think that's where Escape is trying to get to a place of where Escape is now. Like, let's, like, forget the foolishness and let's get money. But the foolishness with Escape is so profound that it just does not look like Escape is going to ever, like, really rebound from the mess that they're creating. Because it's so much. Like, you're talking about the sister stealing money. The mama is the fifth member in the group, in her own words. She pretty much saying, I kept you and Tasha in line. I made y'all. Like, it was just so much, you know. And so Tamika came out and pretty much said, like, no, Tasha is her mama favorite. Her mama got real favoritism. And if her mama had both of them dangling from a cliff, she would save Tasha and let Tamika just die. So it's a lot of stuff to unpack with this group, like Escape, the mamas, the sisters, the husbands. the kids. It's almost like the auntie. It's a lot, you know? So, like, the kids kind of feel some child, it's too much for me to even try to even think about wrapping my brain around all this stuff. But I will say, it does look a little suspect. Like, I do kind of believe Tasha and Rocky kind of did steal the money. You know, it kind of looks like it to me, sis. Like, I don't understand why your own sister would post pictures and bring out the receipts. But in Candy and Tyena's words, Tasha asked her to please post the receipts. So, Tamika did. And the whole thing just looked like, why? It's just like, why? You know, like, why? Why do y'all have to be on national TV posting receipts? Talking about allegations and who did what. And, you know, if Tasha, it does kind of look like Tasha is not that good at communicating. I don't know. In my personal opinion, I just feel like it can go on as Escape, the three members of Escape. It looks like everybody's content with that. At this point, Tamika Scott is the one that I think is the underdog that is gonna, to me, Tamika is the one, okay? Like, Tamika got some good, like, Tamika can sing her ass off. Tamika is, like, she got some good music. Anybody that listen to Tamika music, like, Tamika got some good music out there. Candy pretty much was like, you know, y'all been sitting up here saying I can't sing. Now, it's so much. So, I watched the Speak On It with Candy, and Candy pretty much was like, why would you come out with anybody against your group member saying I can't sing? And I agree with her on that one. Like, y'all grew up with each other. Why are you, you know, sitting up on the other side saying Candy can't sing? Allegedly. Because I don't know if Tasha did that or not. But Candy then came out and said, you know, it's people that have said that Tasha still do the same old runs and she don't never switch up her runs. Oh my gosh, it was just so much. It's like, y'all need to really, like, somebody need to be the bigger person. It's just like, it's just almost like they both hitting. You know how nobody want to fight? It's just like, I'm going to hit you. You hit me. Hit me. Hit me first. Hit, and everybody's just throwing a hit. But there's no resolution to nothing. Nobody wants to sit and talk. But when they did sit and try to talk on the TV show, Tasha does walk away. So it does kind of look like Tasha is not really there to, I don't know. Like, Tasha, girl, it really looked like that. It don't look good for you, sis. It just kind of don't. You know, it kind of looked like, you know, you may want to sing, but all this other stuff is overclouding the talent at this point, girl. I mean, my love, like, it's just like, I can't listen to the gospel album because how you gonna uplift me with all this mess, you know? But what I will say, I don't like how everything is, like, against Tasha. I don't like it. I feel like somebody needs to be the bigger person. And I don't see none of them in Escape trying to be the bigger person, in my personal opinion. I think they all just kind of like doing tick for tack at this point. You know, I think Candy is pretty much like, no, I'm over it. You're not going to keep dragging me. I'm not going to allow you to keep dominating things. Like, you either gonna, like, be a part of the group as a team, but you're not gonna dominate us. That's my opinion of it. And I think everybody feels that way. And Tasha is just kind of like maybe not really knowing or understanding how or where she fits in all of it, because it's just a lot of mess at this point, you know. But I think what I honestly think that they should do is go on a girls trip, go on a vacation, like a spa retreat, no, like, limited social media or limited phones, and just heavy on the, like, let's talk, you know, like, let's agree to talk, like, maybe 2 weeks. I think Escape need about a month, honestly, like a month long spa retreat. And knowing Candy, they gonna get a bag out of it, because let's do it on TV. And Candy, Tyra's gang girl, if you listen to this podcast and you take my idea, 5%, it don't even gotta be 10%, like 5%, get in touch with me. But how many people will watch that show? I will already watch that show. A month-long retreat of just getting it together. And I think, you know, 1 week bring in the husbands, 1 week bring in the mamas, and the whole month bring out Iyanla. Fix it, Iyanla. So if they could get Iyanla off retirement, like, I just came up with this whole show right now. And y'all know it. I just pitched this whole idea. And y'all know, y'all will watch this show. Just like me. But it's somewhat in the milk ain't clean. Something in the sauce ain't right. And yeah, I think it's going to take quite a bit to fix it. You know? But I think somewhat, everybody got something wrong going on. You know, everybody can't be right, but I think everybody needs to stop thinking about who's right, who's wrong, and, like, what's the bigger picture? What do we all want? Like, what's the real goal of Escape? Like, do we want to do shows? Do we want to make more music? Do we want to do gospel? Like, each person probably needs to sit down and really talk about what they individually want and what they want as a group individually. Like, Tasha write what she want individually for herself, and then Tasha write out what she wants for the group. You know what I mean? And then Candy sit down and write what she want individually. And Candy sit down and write what she wants for the group. And everybody does the whole thing. And then we can sit down and say, okay, well, this is where you guys look. Y'all have in common. So now we know we cooking with grease. Now let's sit and have a conversation and see what we can work things out. Y'all can bring me on the show, since I'm the one that really, like, I just solved this problem for y'all. I really just solved this problem for y'all. So I can fix it. Bring me on the show. Oh, I will probably have to not be anonymous no more. And y'all know I love my anonymity. Like, love it. Don't want to be on no type of TV. I think I would come out like Sia, you know, like with a wig covering my face or something. But I can fix this for Escape. Like, it sounds like at least 2 week to a month long spa retreat. I don't know if the ladies smoke weed, but I would have some marijuana tea. I would have some blunts ready. I probably would have some mushrooms or something. I would figure out a way to really dig deep, you know, really, like, let's have some real conversations, you know. And if it gets too deep, we can take a moment, you know, if you need a day or two to yourself to sit and journal and think about what you want to say, go over there and sit. Like, I could do the, like, y'all need Iyanla. Get Keita Joe to fix your life. Because I can fix this Escape. And we can all get a bag on. I'm just playing. Like, I don't even know if I would want to do the TV show. But I feel like I can fix this. I feel like I just fixed it. Y'all sit down and write what y'all want. And then let's get to making it happen. Okay, and then when we see ourselves reverting back to our old ways, we're going to sit back and think of, okay, wait a minute, does that go along with what we said that we want? And hold each other accountable. Like, if it's Tasha, be like, Tasha, we're going to have a code word. Like, pineapples, baby, pineapples. It's giving, we going backwards. You know what I mean? And I just fixed this for y'all. So, anyway, I don't like how they dragging Tasha. It may be true. I just don't like for her to be, you know, whatever, you know, the lady of escape, and for it to be coming to this. You know, I just don't like it. I don't like sisters feud. And I grew up, my daddy ain't let us fight at all. Like, if me and my sister fought, it was a problem. Like, me and my sister grew up, you don't fight, you know. So I don't like to see, I don't like to see a lot of it. And for like Todd, I got 1 second for Todd. So Todd came out and pretty much was like, look at you, Candy. Like, you living the life that she wanted. Like, you got the career. You know, she wanted the album. She wanted the record deal. You got the record deal. You got the blah, 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 right? But I love you, Candy, but I'm gonna tell you what your husband ain't tell you that you know already, too. You may have had a record deal, but when they posted that album and they talked about that album, No Tea No Shade says, I ain't never heard nothing on that album. I ain't even never heard about that album. So it's like y'all all fighting for something that don't make no sense, in my personal opinion. It's like everybody want to be the headliner. Everybody want to be like, and it's like, sidebar, and I'm going to be done because I'm already doing this longer than I said I would, right? But anybody that watched, like, Destiny's Child back in the day, like, real Destiny's Child fans would know what I'm talking about. Back in the day, right? We can sit up and say, you know, maybe Destiny's Child really did, like, make it for Beyonce to be great. But they did it in a way, slick away. So, back in the day, right, Destiny's Child, remember when they did the, I believe that was the Atlanta DVD. Yes, it was. It was Destiny's Child live in Atlanta. But everybody kind of had their segment. That's one thing that they did do that was fair. Like, Kelly had her moment. Michelle had her moment. Right? I don't think... But I will say Beyonce's moment was bigger. Like, I remember they did, I think it was Baby Boy or something, or she did Crazy in Love, or she did something on the Destiny's Child tour. I it's like I'm looking at it, but I can't really like say it. But it was like she was walking up, like, for anybody to give context, she was walking up the steps with the umbrella. That was the Destiny's Child tour, where it was kind of like, let's, you know, showcase Beyonce. So, like, that's my thing. Like, y'all could do the same thing. Like, y'all could do one big-ass show, and everybody could get their moment. Like, y'all could do Tamika songs. It's Tamika's show at this point. And then come back and accept. Like, why? And come back and now it's Escape. And then it becomes now it's Tiny Turn. And then it's Escape.
And then it's Tasha turn, and then it's Escape. And now it's Candy turn, and then Escape finishes out the whole show. Y'all see how I just fixed that again for y'all? If y'all listen to this, anybody that know Candy, if y'all listen to this, or Tiny, or Tasha, or Tamika, let them listen to this, because I swear I just fixed it, Jesus. I swear I just fixed it. So, everybody's happy, everybody's winning, everybody's getting to the bag. You know, Candy can also have the opportunity to make more music, you know, but it's not to the point where, like, you come into a Candy concert or a Tasha concert. You still understanding that you come into an Escape concert, and y'all probably just do one or two songs. Honey, Tamika could do two or three. I feel like Tiny could just do one. Candy could just do one. But let Tamika go last. Tamika Sky, honey. Because that, I wanna go outside. Ooh, honey. Go outside, girl. And you better sing in that rain. Because I love that song. Do you hear me? I love that song. Tamika can sing her ass off. Tasha can sing her ass off. It's just like y'all need to, it's a lot of mess. It's a lot of mess. Fix it. You know, and act like sisters. And I know sometimes it takes time to act like sisters. But for y'all to bring this to the public eye, for the public to have an opinion on it, y'all already knew what it was. So now it's a whole lot of people having opinions. And I think that's what y'all wanted. So since that's what y'all wanted, if y'all listen to this, let's call me. Don't take my idea and don't give me not even 5% of my idea. Because I know that idea I just shared is worth at least $10 million. At least $10 million. And like I said, Tasha, Tamika, Candy, Tiny, all of y'all don't even have to give me 10%. I'll take the 5. That's fine. I ain't money hungry, honey. You know? But I know I just fixed this problem for y'all. And I know I just came up with at least 2 or 3 shows y'all could do from fixing this mess. Anyway, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I know it's so much mess that I probably didn't cover, but it's so much, you know, maybe I'll do a part 2, but it was just so much, you know. I'm trying to think of what I didn't add or what I didn't cover now, but I'm just going to let it go and just wrap this up by saying, if you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to share it with a friend. If you agree, disagree, or you also have an opinion, don't forget to let me know. You can share your opinion out, send in your feedback. I'd love to hear it. And also, don't forget, you can follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at The Tea of Life. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. I hope you guys have the best rest of your day and week and year. Peace. What's up, you guys? So I wanted to do a quick, I guess, recap. It's a few days later, and I've thought about things a little bit more, and I just want to say, right? I really like all of Escape. I really do. I'm a fan of each one of them individually and collectively. I may be more of a fan of Candy and Tiny. But, I don't know. Anyway, I just feel like
I love a like underdog story. Like, who doesn't love an underdog story? Like, if you watch Survivor, like, anyway, I love an underdog story. So, like, I really do hope that everything works out for the ultimate best for Tasha. I feel like she does deserve that. I feel like the way that she loves to sing is the way that I love what I do. So, I get it. And sometimes you just may not be good at communication and everything falls to the side because, like, maybe your focus is different from others. Like, maybe, like, for instance, Candy does music. She has restaurants. She has plays. She does TV shows. She's acting. She's doing a whole lot of different things. Whereas Tasha, I don't know if she's acted, but maybe like her thing is more focused on music because that's where her heart is. So outside of music, I don't know. Like, some people are good at communication, some people aren't. You know, I don't know if she allegedly did anything towards her sister or not, even though her sister did come out with the receipts. And Tiny Mama did back up the receipts. And it looked like it was her husband. And it kind of looks shady. I don't know. Don't nobody know. They know. That's between them and them. But, like, if I were to say anything to Tasha, I would just say, like, first of all, forgive me for negatively speaking about her gospel career or music career. If I did, I really didn't mean to do that. You know, because I feel Tasha is very talented and I feel it is a great thing to go into gospel and go at doing music, you know, and as an individual, I think that's phenomenal. What I will say is, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know what's true or not. But, like, all of them that's involved, they know what's going on. If I were Tasha, and I'm not Tasha, and I don't know her perspective, and I don't know the inside story, and I don't know the all in all or whatever. But from my perspective of what I see going on from the TV shows and some of the interviews that I've watched, because I don't think I watched everything because it's just like a lot. And I feel like I don't want to go down the whole rabbit hole of SWV and Escape, the TV show, the Queens, R&B, the shade, the drama, the interviews, the social media. Like, I ain't got time to be going down. No. Like, I can see why they have big teams and social media teams and people, like a whole bunch of people that'll be on it, like on TMZ or whatever. Because I feel like, yeah, it take a lot of people to be going through all that stuff. Because it's just like, oh, Lord. Too much. But, for Tasha, I feel like at this point, they need to have a reunion show for the series. If they watch this, I don't know if they're going to watch this or not. I feel like they should have a reunion show for the series. Like, right, like for all the ladies to come after all of the interviews has been going on, after all of the YouTube videos, the social media, the everything, the sisters, the beefing, the mamas, the husbands. They need to have everybody on the reunion show. Please bring in some type of real, like, life, family therapist, family coach. Don't bring Dr. Phil. If Yonda want to come, bring Yonda, because maybe she can fix it. But, like, it probably need to be a 3-part series, like, for the reunion, because this is a lot. I feel like the sisters, first of all, Tasha, I think, needs to go inward, right? And really, like, I don't know, do whatever she needs to do, pray, meditate, you know, whatever it is, get clarity on what she needs for her going forward and how she can fix whatever it is for her and then for her sister and then for her in the group, right? And if she's not a good communicator, or if it is like so much that has happened that she's maybe hurt, like I think maybe she's hurt. Like, this is a lot of stuff, and this has been years and years and years and years and years of stuff, and I don't want to make this long, because I, like I said, I was trying to make this quick. But yeah, I feel like she should just really, you know, everybody should think about what's going on, you know, think of how all of this affects each person individually. Like, think of Tasha as your real sister, and like, you know, like, this is a lot going on in the public eye for one person to endure. And what if that girl gets stressed out? And, you know, and maybe gospel is the only thing that's keeping her in this moment. You just never know. But I feel like everybody deserves the grace to, like, go. Because even though they celebrities, they going through their own life, their own journeys, their own path. And I think maybe everybody needs to show each other some grace. So if the sister husband stole a check and it's been years ago, and I don't know, Tamika said she wanted the money or she didn't want the money, or Tasha said she was going to give her the money just to get it over. Like, on the reunion show, like, let's finalize that. Like, Tamika, do you want the money? What's going to fix the issue? Have y'all, like, I don't know. You know, that, like, sisters, it's only one life. You only get this one moment. And don't let this moment, public moment, be something that just, like, you know, it's a temporary moment. Just fix it, forgive, get over it. Like, we are human. Everybody make mistakes. Everybody do stupid things. If an apology is old, give an apology. Get a hug. Laugh, hug, cry, and get over it. You know, life is short. So that's my take on the whole thing. Everybody needs to just think about, put yourself in each other's shoes and show each other some empathy. Like, Candy is really good in business. You know, maybe Candy's, like, experiences in business and learning, you know, how to do business, I'm pretty sure she's learned how to communicate on a whole nother level that maybe Tasha ain't on that level. So maybe, like, Candy, like they got the whole Todd and Candy. Todd is like, oh, maybe she jealous of where you at because you got the career that she wanted. You got the single. You got the album. You got, you know, like, okay, well, fine. She got everything. Wonderful. Like, wouldn't it be beautiful if, like, they showed each other, like, some real love, some real grace, and came together, and Candy won a Grammy, like she's saying, all of these Grammys they won, and she won a Grammy, turn around and win a Grammy for Tasha, and then, like, you know what I'm saying, and then, you just never know, but it's always better, you can always, what they say, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar, you know. So be sweet to each other, show each other some love and some grace, and yeah, get over stuff that you can get over. You know, can't nobody take no $30,000 with them, no way. So that's my take on the whole thing. Peace and blessings. Peace.